good afternoon and welcome everyone to Albany for the final regular season game of the year as Piers visits Albany, and we are just underway as Hallie Hofferth delivers low to Kiara Olish, getting things started here this afternoon. Two of the top teams in the section. And Kiara takes a strike. 1-1. Just three losses for Albany, one of them to Piers, and Hofferth gets it in for strike two. Hallie Zupan on deck. And the 1-2 pitch from Hofferth chased one up, and it is lifted out of play onto a picnic table past the third base dugout, and it's still one ball, two strikes. Little bit of a difference in wind conditions this afternoon as opposed to yesterday. Nothing for wind, according to the flag. Hofferth 1-2 pitch is lined foul. Ooh, just missed one. Kiara ripped it down the left field line. She homered twice yesterday as the Pioneers won 14-1 in Sox Center to improve to 18-1. And that pitch is low, says Emmett Keenan, calling balls and strikes today. 2-2 the count. Here's the next pitch from Hofferth to Olish. High for ball three. Pioneers, with a win, will likely get the number one seed in the playoffs. That's not a given yet, as the 3-2 fouled. About shoulder high, and Kiara swats it foul. Annandale is right on the heels of the Pioneers for a one seed spot. Annandale's regular season is complete. High pop up towards left, down the line, and coming in to make the catch. One out on the fly ball to left.
Now batting number 16, Hallie Zupan.
And here's Hallie Zupan. Homered yesterday, her sixth of the year. A towering blast. That catch made by Ashley Weber in left field as Hofferth records her first out in the air. And there's a chopper through the left side, and it's a base hit for Zupan. She'll round and hold as Hallie jumps on the first pitch and singles between third and short. Let's give you the Albany defense for the pitcher, Hallie Hofferth, catching. Audrey Reeland at first base, Faith Borgerding. At second is Kendall Bierman. The shortstop, Paige Meyer. And at third, Marissa Voigt, as Brenna Dickman into the box now. And Zupan gets her lead as a strike is called to Brenna. Liz Kellish on deck. Next pitch, swung and a miss. Two strikes. I don't see that they've got the scoreboard operating here, or else I'm at an awful bad angle and I can't see the lights lit up, but I don't see anything right now. As Dickman awaits the 0-2 pitch, and she grounds it to Meyer, backhand. She'll go to first for the out. Paige Meyer throws out Brenna Dickman, and there are two outs, and here's second baseman Liz Kellish. In the outfield for Albany, it's Ashley Weber in left. Sydney Fredericks is in center, and the right fielder is Emily Evenson. Albany with a record of 15-3. Here's Kellish, and the pitch is a ball, 1-0. Piers has a one-out single. Hallie Zupan now at second base following the Dickman ground ball. And there's a little looper into left. It'll drop in front of Weber. They will send the runner home, and the throw is not in time, off target, and going all the way to third is Liz Kellish. And the Pioneers are on the board in the top of the first inning. Liz Kellish comes through with an RBI single and ends up all the way to third on the throw home. And now third baseman Emma Melby will try and bring home Liz. The throw went all the way to the backstop, allowing Liz to get the extra base. And now Melby hits it to middle infield. This will be Meyer at shortstop. and she's got it to end the inning. But the Pioneers score a run, and they tally two hits. There was one Albany error, and Liz Kellish, who drives in the run, is stranded at third base. After a half an inning in Albany, peers off to a 1-0 start.
Hey everyone, Jason Sedlowski here from Sunrise Ag Co-op. We hope everyone is having a great start to their spring and able to get outside. In Piers, we have Gravely and Aaron's zero-turn mowers and Arian's riding lawnmowers, many steel-branded weed trimmers and other equipment to choose from, along with small engine repair and mobile maintenance. We also now have an electric motor repairman on site Monday through Friday to diagnose and replace or repair your electric motors. We have a great Hydrolac promotion now through June 1st with up to $5 a bag off to help your cattle with the upcoming summer heat. This is also an important time to start incorporating DBZ in your feeds to help with fly control on your farms this summer. We sell many minerals, milk replacers, and other feeds with fly control in them. We have all your needs to succeed. Call us or check us out on the web at www.sunriseagcoop.com. Like us and follow us on Facebook to stay up with all of our deals and events at the co-op. We thank all of our current and past patrons for their loyalty throughout the years, and we hope to earn your new business today. And as always, thank you farmers for everything you do, and go Pioneers.
Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics. I'm sure most of you know that we take care of everything Verizon on the personal side, but did you know that we also handle small business accounts? We know what it's like to be a small business, and we understand the struggles. Let us help you out with your existing Verizon business plan, or let us set you up a new one. Whether you have 5 lines or 100, we can help. We'll make sure you're on the right plan, we can upgrade any existing lines, and we can get you set up with new ones. Visit us today at Design Electronics, and let us help you with your small business Verizon account.
All right, Tori Wagner's first pitch is grounded to shortstop Kiara Olish, and Paige Meyer is one pitch, one out here in the bottom of the first. Piers leading 1-0 already on a Liz Kellish two-out single to bring home Hallie Zupan. Here's the pitch from Wagner. And that ball is swung on and foul tip. This is Ashley Weber, the Albany left fielder. Kendall Bierman, the second baseman, will hit third. Catcher Audrey Reeland bats cleanup, followed by Marissa Voigt at third as Wagner into her wind, and the changeup in front of home. Ball and a strike. In the sixth spot is their designated player, Shelby Horning, batting for the pitcher, Hallie Hofferth. Faith Borgerding hits seventh and plays first, followed by right fielder Emily Evenson, and center fielder Sydney Frericks bats ninth. Ground ball. This will be Olish again in time. Back-to-back ground balls to Kiara Olish. And a pair of 6-3 scoring plays in the book. And now it's second baseman Kendall Bierman. Albany needed extra innings last night to win here over Holdingford 5-4 in 8 innings. Here's the windup, and Bierman, a right-handed hitter, takes it high for a ball. Beautiful day here. They move this day up 24 hours, pending the forecast for tomorrow. 1-0 Piers, two outs first inning. Swing and a miss. Wagner's fastball right by Kendall Bierman. One ball, one strike. Same two schools will meet at Helly Field tonight at 7 o'clock in baseball action. Next pitch is in for a strike, and it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Foul back and out of play. Good contact there by Bierman. Pioneers are on a 10-game winning streak, matching a 2019 streak they put together, winning their final 9 of the regular season, then winning their opening round playoff game. And here is the Wagner pitch. Rise ball is high, 2-2. Audrey Reeland on deck for Albany. Piers has already clinched the Granite Ridge Conference title. They did that last week. But they're playing for a 1 seed in the playoffs. Here's the next pitch. Strike 3 call. Wagner strikes out Bierman, looking to retire the side in order. Nice tidy inning turned in by Tori Wagner. A couple of ground balls to the shortstop Olish, and then the strikeout. And after 1 inning in Albany, Piers 1, Albany nothing.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Skip Toops, Pierce head wrestling coach and head coach of the Pierce Power Program, which is our summer Pioneer speed and strength program for all Pierce students entering grades 6 through 12. The Pierce Activities Department would like to thank all of the coaches, volunteer coaches, workers, and fans that have helped make all the seasons a success so far. We would also like to thank all the sponsors and businesses for their continued support of Pioneer Athletics. We want to highly encourage your son or daughter to get involved in the Pierce Power Program this summer. The Pierce Power Program will build strength and increase speed, agility, power, and explosiveness. These things will improve your athletic performance, reduce your risk of injury, and develop mental toughness. Check out the informational brochure online under Community Education, and then click on Youth Activities. Get involved in Pierce Athletics, music, and activities. And go Pioneers!
All right, back in Albany, Emily Sadlowski just popped out to the shortstop, Paige Meyer, in shallow left. So one quick out here for Haley Hofworth of Albany. And that brings up the Pioneer designated player, Kelsey Cummings, who homered yesterday. Pierce 1, Albany nothing, and Kelsey hits it to right center, and that's going to drop for a hit. Kelsey Cummings on the first pitch. A base hit to right center. And that'll bring up Emily Daler, the right fielder. Emily Daler, and then Erica Dickman will round out a trip through the lineup here. That's the third Pierce hit off Hofworth. Pierce won this meeting 5-3 in Pierce. There's one in the dirt. Nice stop by Reeland. A one-out single by Kelsey Cummings here in the top of the second. Pierce leading 1-0. Here comes the Hofworth pitch. And it is in for a strike. One ball, one strike to Emily Daler, who homered yesterday. One of five that the girls hit out of the ballpark in Sox Center. Next pitch. Swinging a pop-up. Shortstop is there, and Paige Meyer has both putouts. That's her third putout of the last four batters. Emma Melby popped up to Paige to end the first, and now the two outs this inning are pop-ups. And now that'll bring up the first baseman, Erica Dickman, with Cummings still at first, now with two outs. Hofworth winds, and the pitch to Erica. Swings and misses. Boy, Pioneers are going up there aggressive swinging. 0-1, not many deep counts here early in this game for Haley Hofworth. And the pitch here is swung on and missed, and it's 0-2. Top of the order, and Kiara Olish in the on-deck circle with a two-strike count, two outs in the inning. Cummings at first, Dickman at the plate. Erica swings and pops it up towards third, and that'll drift out of play. Souvenir here in Albany. Pierce 1, Albany nothing. We're in the top of the second inning. Hallie Zupan singled in the first. Went to second on a ground out and scored on a Liz Kellish two-out single. Next pitch, Dickman fights one off, sending it back through the parking lot here. The JV field is beyond the left field fence, so we can keep an eye on that one a little bit. You can see the pitcher at home plate area. Next pitch coming. And it is hit on the left field line. That'll curl foul up against a storage shed down there, out of play. So a good battle here for Erica Dickman against Haley Hofworth. Pioneers trying for another little two-out piece of magic here in the second inning. Erica Dickman battling on an 0-2 count. That one low, good stop again by Reeland. That's the first one out of the strike zone. 1-2 now after three straight. two-strike foul balls by Dickman. Oh, and she went up after one, and that is a strikeout. That was about chin high to Erica, and she couldn't resist the temptation to swing at it. Pioneers get a one-out single, but Kelsey Cummings is left on base. And through one and a half here in Albany, the score is Piers 1 and Albany 0.
Do you have young pioneers at home and aren't sure how to enroll them in school? We are currently registering students for kindergarten and preschool this fall. Information and registration forms can be found on the school website, peers.k12.mn.us. Look under the district tab for enrollment or look under community education for early childhood. We invite you to call us with any questions about your child's development and the steps needed to enroll in school. You can call Pioneer Principal Tom Oddy or Community Education Director Sarah Funk, and we will be happy to direct you in the right direction. Get them started the right way on the Pioneer Path.
You want to know the great thing about Farmers and Merchants State Bank? It's that they grow along with you. From my little brother's college fund and my parents' checking account to my grandma's small business banking, my uncle's ag lending, and even my teacher's mortgage for the home of her dreams. I guess Farmers and Merchants State Bank is really the bank for everyone. Visit fmpeers.com to learn more.
Because friendly still counts.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, Audrey Reeland, the catcher, leads off, and the first pitch swung on and missed by the catcher against Tori Wagner, an 0-1 count, Piers 1-0. Chopper, shortstop, Olish, her third chance, and she's 3-for-3, throwing out Reeland easily. One up, one down in the bottom of the second for the Huskies, and that'll bring up their third baseman, Marissa Voigt. So it's been a busy start in the field here for Kiara Olish. Three ground balls to the shortstop. And now the pitch to Voigt. Chopping swing, and it'll be lined foul. One strike to the number five hitter. You got Hallie Zupan stationed in left. Emily Sedlovsky in center. Emily Daler in right. Here is the wind, and it's a changeup, and Voigt way out in front. 0-2 the count with the designated player Shelby Horning on deck. The corner infielders, Erica Dickman at first, Emma Melby at third, and up the middle, Kiara Olish and Liz Kellish. Brenna Dickman catching. See what the 0-2 pitch selection is. High. One ball, two strikes to Marissa Voigt. Right now, Albany would be a 3 seed in the playoffs. Piers would be a 1 seed out of 17 teams. So two heavyweights in the section. Fastball just off the corner. Close pitch. 2-2 now to Marissa Voigt. Able to stay up there with a good eye. 2-2. Wagner to Voigt again. And the pitch, strike three is called. Wagner gets the call. And there's two down on Torrey's second strikeout. Both strikeouts are called third strikes, and that'll leave the inning up to their designated player now, Shelby Horning, who bats for the pitcher, Hallie Hoffert, the flex player. And here's Wagner getting down to business here in Albany. The pitch, swing and a miss, 0-1. Albany has won two straight. They last lost a 6-4 game to Zimmerman, which, for all intents and purposes, clinched the championship for Piers in the Granite Ridge. Piers was in Kimball that day. That one bends Horning back inside fastball, 1-1. But with that loss to Zimmerman, that gave both Albany and Zimmerman three losses, and Piers, with only one loss and this conference game still to play, as they were on a string of non-conference games until today, Pioneers had locked up the first ever Granite Ridge Conference team title. 1-1 to Shelby Horning. Two outs in the inning. And here's Wagner's off-speed pitch, and it is a little high. 2-1. Faith Borgerding is on deck. The right-handed hitting Horning awaits the Wagner offering. Torrey, fastball, got right by her. Albany yet to catch up to the fastball of Torrey when she unleashes it. 2-2 the count. This is the sixth spot in the order. And Wagner rocks and fires. Strike three called, and that's another called third strike, and another 1-2-3 inning as Wagner, six up, six down, through two. It's Piers 1, Albany nothing.
Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Piers is a proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, build material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sayre Backhoe and Gravel in Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers. Smoothie Sunflower Oil is locally produced right here in Piers. Natural and unrefined, Smoothie Sunflower Oil should be in your pantry. It's amazing how something as simple as incorporating Smoothie Sunflower Oil into your favorite recipes can take your dishes from simply satisfying to mouth-wateringly delicious. Available in a wide variety of flavors like cold-pressed, Mediterranean, vanilla, lemon, lime, and many others, you'll be sure to find one or several to fit your tastes. Check out the Smoothie Sunflower Oil story on their website, smoothieoil.com, for nutritional information, recipes, and shop online for Smoothie Sunflower Oil products, including the best microwave popcorn. Smoothie Sunflower Oil, natural, healthy, perfect.
Top of the third inning, and it'll start with the top of the Pioneer order. Shortstop Kiara Olish chased a pitch from Hopper with a little bit low. One strike. And Kiara, line drive into center, but Fredericks is there, and she will come in and make the catch. Sydney Fredericks runs her down, and there's one out to start the inning. And now it is left fielder Hallie Zupan singled and came around to score on a Liz Kellish hit in the first, and that's the only run. So Hallie Zupan stands in here to face Hofferth for the second time. And the pitch is on the way, and it is swing and a miss. Hallie, 0-1 count. On deck is Brenna Dickman. Piers 1, Albany nothing. Top of the third in Albany. Next pitch. Ground ball, shortstop Meyer, and bobbled it a little bit and safe at first. The ball rolls away. Good job by the right fielder backing it up. Hallie's going to be tumbling into second, and she is out. Good job by the Albany right fielder to back up the throw. And that's Emily Evenson. And Hallie made the turn, and the throw was there to get her. So that's the second out. I guess that'll go 6-3-9-6 as Meyer put the tag on. After Meyer initially bobbled the ball, and Hallie would have been safe. So I guess you charge Meyer with an error as Brenna fouls it back. So we'll give an error on the shortstop, and then Zupan out on a fielder's choice. Second Albany error of the day. And now Brenna Dickman will try and start it with two away. And for next pitch is hammered foul again. Two strikes. Just to my right, I could see Evenson come running in, hustling on the play, and Hallie was out easily. The 0-2 pitch coming to Dickman from Hofferth. Just a little bit low and inside. 1-2 now to junior catcher Brenna Dickman. Brenna had a nice day driving in a couple of runs in the 14-1. Almost everybody had multi-hit RBI days. As the pitch on the way, and Brenna chops her foul through the on-deck circle, staying alive at 1-2. Piers has a run on three hits this afternoon. They lead it 1-0. Playoffs start on Tuesday at the home of the high seed. June 1st. The pitch to Brenna Dickman. And it's ground ball, and that is foul of third. Just got to the left of the bag, past Coach Pepping over there. Liz Kellish is on deck for the Pioneers. Liz had the run-scoring single in the first to bring home Hallie Zupan with the game's only run. We'll do it again. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got her, and that's the inning. The minimum three come to the plate for the Pioneers. And the Pioneers will go to the field, leading 1-0 here over Albany.
Frosty's Bar and Grill on Main Street in Piers is open. Stop and enjoy your favorite cold beverages. Frosty's serves up delicious daily lunch specials, either dine-in or carry-out. On the grill at Frosty's, satisfy your hunger with their fantastic menu, featuring items such as the Bacon Jack Burger, the Mac Attack Burger, Jalapeno Jack Burger, or try the Elvis Burger, topped with creamy peanut butter and bacon. And, of course, the signature burger is the Frosty Burger, a feline meats burger topped with cheese, fried egg, bacon, and hash browns. Frosty's also has sandwiches and wraps, salads, baskets, and appetizers. The newest place in town is Frosty's.
I've got a math question for you. When you add tolerance, subtract prejudice, and multiply efforts to treat one another with respect, what do you get? Less division. And school sports have it down to a science. Looking for an example of what can happen when we realize there's more that unites us than divides us? Look no further than high school sports in Minnesota.
This message presented by the Minnesota State High School League and the Minnesota Interscholastic Activities Administrators Association.
Welcome back to Albany. We head to the bottom of the third inning. Piers leading Albany 1-0. And here is the first baseman, Faith Borgerding, to lead it off against Tori Wagner. Borgerding, Evenson, and Fredericks do up. 7, 8, and 9 in the lineup. Here's Tori's pitch. Changeup, and it's knocked down by Olish. She'll gather, throw, and still get her. Nice play. Kiara on the recovery. That was the hardest hit ball of the game. And it kind of came up on Kiara, rolled about a foot behind her. She just reached back and then unleashed a missile to first. So another opportunity for Kiara Olish to make a play. And there's one quick out here in the third. And here's the right fielder, Emily Evenson. As Wagner fires a changeup, and it's left high by the right-handed hitting right fielder, Emily Evenson. 1-0. Piers 1-0. A first inning run standing up so far. Vance Ressler, the coach of the Huskies, at third. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Looked like Evenson was underneath the fastball, and it's a ball and a strike. Sydney Fredericks on deck for the Huskies. Outfield plays straight away. As Wagner working with Brenna Dickman, another fastball, and that one gets the knees at the corner. And Torrey's ahead, 1-2 to Emily Evenson. Here's the set by Wagner. And she rocks, fires, and it's laced to left. And Hallie Zupan will have to play it in. First hit of the game is a solid single into left field by Emily Evenson. And she's aboard for the center fielder, Sydney Fredericks. So the Huskies have a base runner here in the third. And we'll see what they do, how aggressive they are on the bases with their right fielder on first. Emily Evenson, here's the pitch, and the bunt is towards first, and this is going to be a bunt single. Perfect play. Emily, Tori Wagner, out of the circle, and Erica kind of stood near the bag, didn't charge, and the ball just rolled fair up the line for a bunt single. First and second for Albany in the top of their order, and Paige Meyer at the plate. Back-to-back hits now for Albany after the leadoff grounder to short. The bottom of the order getting something done for Albany. Here's the Wagner pitch, pop fly, and this is Sedlowski. Emily has it. The runners do not advance. And a big out there on a fly ball to dead center field. Medium deep right to Emily Sedlowski for the second out. And now it is the left fielder, Ashley Weber. Boy, that play by Erica. Having played first base in my life in high school and amateur ball, that's a tough one. You're near the bag and it's just, do you charge it? Do you play it? You know nobody's got to cover the bag. And there's a foul ball. And it's going to land foul. Good hustle. One strike to Ashley Weber. Just over my right shoulder. So Weber out on a ground ball to Kiara Olish, the shortstop in the first inning, has a strike on her. Tying run at second, go-ahead run at first for Albany in the third inning. as Wagner deals the 0-1. Swinging a pop-up. Dickman's going to have a play, and Brenna's got it. A foul pop-up to the catcher. And Wagner and the Pioneers get out of the inning. No runs, two hits, two left on base. Score remains Piers 1, Albany 0.
The 8th annual Piers Freedom Fest is right around the corner, Saturday, July 10th, headlined by Dylan Scott. Along with Lindsay L., Little Texas, and the Shalo Lee Band. Tickets on sale now. For more info and tickets, head to piersfreedomfest.com. It's Piers Freedom Fest, Saturday, July 10th. Sponsored by the Piers Area Commercial Club, Hillbilly Haven Motel, Bootleggers Bar, Brandle Motors, Coors Light, Humberson Sports Center, Smoothie Oil, Midwest Sales and Construction, Hilmerson RV, Pioneer Lake Mutual, and Coburn's.
Hi, this is Cindy Shaw with Edina Realty in Little Falls. Whether you're buying your first home or your forever home, selling your cabin or condo, I can help with all your real estate needs, big or small. I have a passion for real estate and understand the local market conditions because I'm from here and live here. For dedicated, personalized service, give me a call at 320-630-8410 and put the Edina Realty team to work for you. Or visit my website, cindyshaw.edinarealty.com. Go Pioneers!
All right, stepping to the plate to lead off the top of the fourth for Piers is second baseman Liz Kellish against Haley Hopworth. Piers leading Albany 1-0 through three innings. And Liz takes it in the dirt for ball one. Liz had a first inning RBI single with two outs to bring home Hallie Zupan for the only run of the ball game. Next pitch is popped up. Right center, tough chance, and that ball is in for a hit. Liz drops it into perfect no man's land or no girl's land in right center field, behind second and in front of the right fielder. And Liz Kellish is 2-for-2 with a leadoff single. And now it's the third baseman, Emma Melby, hit number 4 for the Pioneers this afternoon. Good effort by Bierman to go back from second and Evenson charging in, but it just fell in. Here's the first pitch, and it's low and in to Emma Melby. Emma with a pop-up to Paige Meyer at shortstop to end the first inning. See if the Pioneers can do something with a leadoff hit. And Melby watches ball two. Same location, low and in. Haley Hopworth, small girl, right-hander, but throws pretty hard. Emma hits it to left, and that ball is over the head of the left fielder. Liz Kellish is getting waved around. Melby delivers the RBI double. Emma Melby rips it to the gap to make it 2-0. Kellish scores from first on the extra base hit. And now it's center fielder Emily Sedlowski. Emily popped up her first time up. Shortstop Meyer making the catch. And Emily bunts. Good bunt. This is going to be a close play. Emily is safe at first. Here comes Melby to the plate. She scores. Sedlowski will hold at first. And Emily Sedlowski puts down the perfect bunt and makes it 3-0. One of those plays we saw Coach Sayre make so popular for the Pioneer baseball team. Girl at second, put down a bunt, and just wave that runner around when the throw goes to first. And Emily had it beat out. We'll give her an RBI. And the batter is Kelsey Cummings, and the Pioneers have plated two in the inning. And here's Kelsey Cummings now with Sedlowski at first. And there's another show of bunt. Here's the throw to second, and ball gets loose, safe on a steal is Emily Sedlowski. And the Pioneers are having their best inning going here. A little show bunt there by the hitter, Kelsey. The pitch was high. Reeland's throw, a little bit late. Here's the next pitch. Line foul down the right field line as Kelsey just missed bringing home Sedlowski. That would have got Emily home easily. A ball and a strike now as the Pioneers have taken a 3-0 lead here in the fourth. Oh, apparently the first pitch was a strike. Just heard Mr. Keenan say it's two strikes. That's inside. So now it's 1-2 to Kelsey Cummings, a senior. With Sedlovsky at first, ready to sprint off the bag. Kelsey gets time holding that hand up, and here's the pitch. Little bit low, taken for ball two. On deck is Emily Daler. And Sedlovsky, a late break for third, gets there without a throw. Emily caught him sleeping a little bit. Emily steals third, and now she's in striking distance of scoring the third run of the game. There are still nobody out here in the inning. Cummings, chopper to third, and Meyer bobbles it, and everybody is safe. Cummings puts the ball in play and is rewarded on a chopper to the left side with the ball right near the short third base spot. Emily Sedlovsky had to hold at third, and Vance Ressler is going to go out and visit.
Hi, this is Brenda from the Clothesline. Are you looking for something new and cute to wear, but are trying to avoid crowded malls and bigger stores? Do you hate ordering things online only to have them arrive looking different, or even worse, not fitting? The Clothesline on Main Street is your answer. You'll love our personal service and attention to detail. Let us help you find a pair of Liverpool jeans with fabulous fit or a top that you feel powerful wearing. My favorite part of my job is styling my customers. Come see us soon at the Clothesline on Main Street in Pierce, or check us out on Facebook.
Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
All right, the batter, Emily Daler. And on the play, Kelsey Cummings goes to second. The throw went to third, but Emily was on the bag. So it is now second and third with nobody out. Two runs in, and Daler watches low. On deck is Erica Dickman. The Pioneers have taken a 3-0 lead here in the top of the fourth. Still nobody out. The pitch. High fly, center field. Sedlovsky setting the tag. It's Evenson making the catch. Here comes Emily to the plate. She scores. And it's a 4-0 lead on a sack fly by Emily Daler. So Sedlovsky comes home, Cummings is at second, and the batter is the first baseman, Erica Dickman. An RBI for Emily, driving in the third run of the inning. Erica with a strikeout her first time up. Here's the pitch, and it's at the knees for a called strike to Erica Dickman. Batting ninth, so Kiara Olish on deck. Pierce wants to keep adding on here. There's a bunt, and it's down, and that'll get Cummings over to third on the sacrifice by Erica Dickman. Second baseman came over to field a throw. So Cummings to third with two outs, and the batter is the top of the order, the shortstop, Kiara Olish, who's flown to left and to center today. Pioneers trying to add at least one more here with Cummings at third, two outs. Popped up, maybe a play at third for Voigt, and she's got it, and the inning ends. Pioneers score three times, and they do it on three base hits. There was an error and one left on base. As we go to the bottom of the fourth, the score now, Pierce 4 and Albany 0.
Hello, this is Jeff Check, the owner of Check Auto Body and Towing of Pierce. Your vehicle is the second big investment you'll ever make in your lifetime. When you need repairs, make sure you work with the most trusted name in Central Minnesota. At Check Auto Body, the repairs we perform are covered with a lifetime guarantee on workmanship, labor, and paint. You can rest assured that when you get back on the road, your vehicle will be safe and returned back to pre-accident condition. Our 30-year mission has been to deliver only the best to our customers. We work with all insurance companies and will assist you through the process. If you're in an accident, choose a shop you can trust. Check Auto Body and Towing, Morrison County's largest body shop. Come check us out.
At Schomer Insurance, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you when you need them most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Whatever the far-off future holds, we'll always be nearby. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
Bottom of the fourth inning, Piers 4, Albany nothing. And Torrey Wagner will go to work against the number three hitter, the second baseman, Kendall Bierman. Albany picked up a couple of hits, the first two of the game against Torrey last inning, but no damage. First pitch to Bierman. A little bit low, ball one. Bierman in the game is 0 for 1 with a ground ball to shortstop, Kiara Olish. No runs, two hits for Albany as... There's one laced to left. Zupan over, cannot get it. It's off her glove, and that'll put Bierman into scoring position and maybe third. They're waving her over, and she will go in standing with a triple. Hallie Zupan went headfirst diving, and it just clipped off the end of her glove, and it's a leadoff triple by Kendall Bierman. And now it's the catcher, Audrey Reeland. Boy, that ball was smoked. That is hit number three for Albany. And they've got a runner at third for the first time. Here is the set by Wagner. Change up, ground ball, backhanded. Olish will go to first and not in time. And the runner at first will hold. The runner from third scores, and it's 4-1. Audrey Reeland brings home Albany's first run on a ground ball to the shortstop on the backhand deep in the hole. We'll give her an RBI infield hit for Audrey Reeland. And now Marissa Voigt will bat as Albany starting to time things up against Torrey Wagner here. Time as a JV ball got away in left field, and Hallie has to flip that back over the fence. So it's a 4-1 ball game now in the bottom of the fourth. Still nobody out. Triple and a single. And this is Marissa Voigt out on strikes her first time up. Next pitch. Outside, ball one. Pioneers using a three-run top of this inning. And they needed... that one, because that otherwise would have tied the game up. Next pitch, hitter. Voigt gets hit. And just like that, Albany will bring the tying run to the plate here, and Matt Pepping is going to go out and talk to Torrey Wagner as Albany will send up Shelby Horning to bat.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers!
All right, Coach Pepping back in the first base dugout. The batter is the designated player, Shelby Horning. Out on strikes her first time up, but Albany has put something together. They've scored a run. They've got two on, nobody out in the first pitch. Bunted in the air, and it's caught by Brenna Dickman up in front of the Albany dugout. A big out there, a failed sacrifice. Second foul ball catch for catcher Brenna Dickman today, and there's one away. That's a big out for Torrey Wagner. And now it's the first baseman, Faith Borgerding. Borgerding with a ground ball to short, her only time up. And the pitch from Wagner. High, popped up, and into the, just past the Pioneer dugout on the first baseline. And just over the fence, and Robert Pepping will collect your quarter, Bob. Payment plan. One strike to Faith Borgerding. two on, one out, a run in for Albany here in the fourth. Here's Wagner's pitch. Just inside, she moved off the plate a little bit. One and one to Borgerding. On deck is Emily Evenson, who's got a base hit today. Pioneers up 4-1 now in the bottom of the fourth over Albany in Albany. Wagner ready to deal her 1-1 pitch. Torrey missed high. No, got the strike. 1-2 the count to Faith Borgerding. A little bit of a breeze starting to pick up now here in Albany. 1-2 pitch. High. 2-2 to Faith Borgerding. We're in the bottom of the fourth. Pioneers leading 4-1 here in the regular season finale for both teams. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Big pitch here. Change up. Popped up. This is the shortstop. Olish, edge of the grass, and they make the catch. I'm not sure if Emmett Keenan signaled infield fly or not.
Now batting number seven, Emily Evenson.
But it's a moot point. Kiara drifting back behind third into shallow left with the catch for the second out. And now it's the right fielder, Emily Evenson. Here is the pitch from Wagner. Evenson takes low, ball one. She ripped one into left field for the Huskies' first hit with one out in the third inning. And that was on a 1-2 pitch. She really drilled one. And the next pitch is outside. Good catch there by Brenna. 2-0 with Sydney Fredericks on deck. If you were an old-timer like me, you remember Rod Carew's batting stance from the left side, how he held that bat almost straight parallel to the ground? Well, that's what Evenson does from the right side. And there's a swing and a miss. 2-1 now. Keeps that weight back on her back foot and that bat just parallel to the ground. Here's the next pitch. And Wagner. Got a changeup, swing and a miss. 2-2 now to Emily Evenson. Pioneers 4, Huskies 1, 2 outs, bottom of the 4th. Runners at 1st and 2nd for Albany. And the number 8 spot of the lineup is at the plate. Wagner on the pitch. The senior rocks and fires. 2-2 pitch. Strike 3 got her looking. Wagner and the Pioneers come off the field leading Albany 4-1 through 4.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home, replace the battery every year, and check it every 6 months is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Munson Masonry LLC stands behind the Pierce Pioneers all the way. With 30 years of experience in dealing with home foundations, additions, and farm projects, Munson Masonry LLC, covering central Minnesota from Brainerd to Becker, providing free bids, quotes, and estimates, Munson Masonry prides itself in providing the highest quality and accuracy. To get started, contact Ronnie today at 320-248-0377. That's 320-248-0377. Munson Masonry LLC, proudly cheering on the Pierce Pioneers.
Well, we go to the top of the fifth inning in Albany. The Pioneers 4, the Huskies of Albany 1. And here's Hallie Zupan to lead it off in the fifth. And the pitch from Hofferth is popped up. Voigt at third in foul territory has it, and there's one quick out. Zupan retired on a pitch. And that'll bring up the catcher, Brenna Dickman. Hofferth, two strikeouts, no walks. Piers with four runs on six hits. As Dickman at the plate and watches low for a ball. And the next offering from Hofferth. Brenna has struck out and grounded out this afternoon. And check swing went, and it's a strike. I don't think the swing was part of the strike call at all. It looked like it was right down the middle. One ball, one strike to Brenna Dickman. Here's Hoffert's windup, and that one sails high. 2-1 the count now. The seedings are going to be released on Friday. We'll know when and where. Well, we know when. It'll be the 1st, June, Tuesday. Beers will be at home, but will they be the one seed? 3-1 pitch now from Hoffert to Dickman, and it's low ball 4. Nice little one-out walk. We'll put Dickman on, and it'll bring Madison Gall out of the dugout to run for Brenna. Courtesy runner Brenna Dickman will head back as Maddie Gall takes over running duties. Here's Liz Kellish now, 2-for-2. Single in the 1st to drive in a run, single and scored a run in the 4th. And the first pitch, ground ball up the middle. Meyer touches second, goes to first for the double play. Perfect double play for Albany. And just like that, the Huskies are off the field. Kellish rolls it right to the bag, and one step, touching second, Paige Meyer, and gunning it on to Borgerding to complete the double play. And that's all for Piers. After 4.5, it's Piers 4, Albany 1.
If you're in the market for a vehicle, I want to personally recommend Upsala Motors in Upsala. They made purchasing my new vehicle a great experience, and I know I'll be going back to them for service and repair. Upsala Motors Incorporated is family-owned sales and service dealership since 1964. Their service department is equipped with the latest technology, and numerous repeat customers are a testament to the value they place on customer service. With a 90-day bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 365-day powertrain warranty on most vehicles, they don't just want your business today, they want you to come back in the future as well. Check them out online at UpsalaMotors.com. And when you look at their inventory on the lot or online and don't see what you're looking for, trust me, the staff at Upsala Motors will search far and wide to find the vehicle that's just right for you. Call Upsala Motors at 573-2576 to set up an appointment or to schedule a test drive. A staff dedicated to make sure you're satisfied. I know I am. That's Upsala Motors in Upsala.
All right, we go to the bottom of the 5th inning. It is Piers 4, Albany 1. And leading it off, number 9 hitting center fielder Sidney Fredericks against Tori Wagner. Fredericks, a bunt single her first time up the first baseline. And here's the first pitch to Fredericks from Wagner. And it's taken low, ball 1. Tori Wagner, 4 strikeouts, no walk. She's hit a batter. She's allowed a run on 4 hits. Wagner looking into Brenna Dickman. Here's the pitch. There's inside, says our home plate umpire, Mr. Emmett Keenan, the activities director at St. Cloud Cathedral High School. 2-0. Corner infielders are playing up. Emma Melby and Erica Dickman. Kellish and Olish, normal depth at second and short. The 2-0 pitch. High, 3-0. Boy, you don't want to put the number 9 batter on. 3-0. Top of the order, and Paige Meyer on deck. Battle back here, Tori. Frederick should be taking, and it's way out of the strike zone. A 4-pitch walk to walk the leadoff hitting number 9 batter. And that'll bring up the shortstop, Paige Meyer. Meyer has seen only 2 pitches, swinging at the first pitch in both at-bats, grounding out and flying out. Hit it out to Emily Sedlowski in center last time up. And here is the pitch, and that time she takes, and it's a strike. 0-1 to Paige Meyer, who started the double play to end the top of the 5th inning off of Liz Kellish ground ball. 1-0, nobody out, 4-1 Piers. Here's the Wagner offering, and high fly ball, center field. Emily's there, Sedlowski squeezes it, and for the second time, Paige Meyer has flown out to Emily Sedlowski. There is 1 out in the 5th, and it brings up Albany left fielder Ashley Weber. Weber has grounded out to Olish at short and fouled out to the catcher Dickman. Wagner to Weber, third time through the lineup here for Albany. trailing 4-1 on their home field. Here's the first pitch, snapping one in on the inside corner, and it's 0-1. Of the three losses for Albany, they are 15-3 on the year. There's a ground ball to short. Olish to Kellish, and not in time. Almost turned that one. Good hustle out of the box by Ashley Weber. She'll hit into a fielder's choice, 6-4. So Weber on at first as Fredericks gets forced out at second. And the batter is Kendall Bierman, who tripled into the left field corner last time up and scored the Albany run. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. And the first pitch is high, 1-1. This is the three spot in Albany's order. But back to the point of the three losses, one has come on this field, and that was the 6-4 loss on May 20th here to Zimmerman. They lost at Pierce and at Zimmerman. There's a foul ball, 1-1 to Bierman. Albany will have a home game on Tuesday. They'll be a higher seed. Right now, Albany is sitting at 92.9 QRF points, well ahead of the number four holding Ford team. There's a ground ball to Olish. No, it's in the left. Just snuck it by, out of the range, and that's a base hit, and Albany will get the tying run to the plate here. As Bierman sneaks one through the left side, and it's first and second with two outs for the cleanup hitting catcher, Audrey Reeland. RBI single her last time up. She's grounded out as well. So the 4-1 game right now with the tying run at the plate in the fifth inning, but there are two outs. Here's the pitch to Reeland. And she swings and fouls. One strike to Reeland. Big opportunity for Torrey to keep this lead at 4-1 here. Need one more out. Albany, a walk, a fielder's choice, and a single to put themselves in a chance to tie it with one swing. Here's the next pitch. High. Dickman will fire to third. Runner safe. Ball popped out of the mitt of Brenna on a high pitch. And Weber goes to third. Staying at first was Bierman, so runners at the corners and a 1-1 count to Reeland. Worry about the batter. It's kind of a juggling ball out of the mitt of Brenna. And Weber took advantage. Next pitch on the 1-1 Wagner to Reeland offering. Change up, loop to first. It's going to be caught by Brenna or Erica Dickman. Erica makes the catch to end the inning, and Albany leaves two on base, and we are through five, headed to the sixth. Pioneers continue to lead Albany 4-1.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher on behalf of the Piers Legion Park Board of Directors. At this time, I would like to take a moment to thank all of our sponsors who purchased banners that are hanging on our fences at the Piers Legion Park. A few of them are Redzotto, Wakefield Pork, Holy Trinity, Central Minnesota Door, Brandel Motors, Elate Concrete, Federated Co-ops, Design Electronics, Schumer Insurance, Sarbacco, Farmers and Merchants, Shooting Sports, Dale's Farm Repair, Vernick Manufacturing, Hennigan Insurance, Sue's Drive-In, Lindy Scoop, RJ Meats, Smoothie Repair, Buckman Bank Tavern, Piers Area Commercial Club, United Spray Foam, Piers Lions, TLC Enterprise, and RTO. To these and all other sponsors who help support Piers Legion Park, a very heartfelt thank you.
All right, Emma Melby will step into the batter's box to lead off the top of the sixth inning. It's Piers 4, Albany 1. And here is the Hofferth pitch, and it is in for a strike. Emma delivered an RBI double last time up that increased the Pioneer lead to 2-0. Pioneers would go on to add two more in that frame. That was in the fourth. Melby chops her up the middle, and that's in for a hit. Melby has her second hit of the ball game. A leadoff single here in the sixth for senior third baseman Emma Melby. And that's hit number 7 for the Pioneers, and it's center fielder Emily Sedlovsky. She bunted last time. Will she be asked to bunt again here? Her bunt was perfect, and it drove in a run. As the pitch, not showing any bunt there, taking low, ball 1 to senior Emily Sedlovsky. Melby at first. As Emily hits it to right, Evenson, can I get it? That's a fair ball! And it'll be a double for Emily Sedlovsky. Melby will round and hold, and they call Emily out at second. She took a step off the bag and was tagged out. So Melby ends up at third. Emily will get a double, but then she's tagged out. She just rounded the bag one step, and Evenson fired it behind her, and the Huskies get a big out there at second, but Melby's at third for Kelsey Cummings. And Kelsey takes strike 1. Boy, that double is right inside the line. As Cummings awaits and tried to get home a big run here, Kelsey lays off a pitch that sails high. Ball and a strike to Kelsey Cummings with Emma Melby at third, one out, sixth inning. Hofferth winds and delivers. Into right center, Fredericks can't get it. That's a base hit for Kelsey, and she'll round and hold with a big RBI single for Cummings. Scoring Melby, and it's 5-1. Kelsey on base for the third time today. And they might run her with the flex. I think Tori Wagner will come out and run. Yep, Wagner's going to run here as the flex. So Wagner running here at first base with one out, and a run is in to make it 5-1. And the batter is Emily Daler. See if Emily's going to be asked to bunt. Nope, taking, and a strike is called. Emily with a sacrifice fly in the 3-run fourth. She's popped up to Paige Meyer at short as well. We're going to see if Tori's running here. Daler squares and no steal attempt by Tori. She got off the base but didn't go. Pitch was a ball. 1-1 to Emily Daler. She did square around to show bunt. Joe Call, the assistant coach, whispering in Tori's ear what to do. Here's the next pitch. Low and in. 2-1 now to Emily Daler. Pioneers get a pair of hits to get a run home here. Actually, 3 hits in the inning. The run-scoring single by Kelsey Cummings. Here comes the Hofferth pitch. Swing and a pop-up, middle infield. Who wants it? It's Meyer in front of the second base bag for the second out. 2 outs, and that'll bring up the first baseman, Erica Dickman. Erica with a sacrifice bunt her last time up, struck out her first time. She's 0-1 in the ballgame. Kiara Olish now on deck. Wagner still at first. As Erica awaits the pitch, and it's inside, ball 1. Pierce gets a run here in the sixth inning to push their lead back up to 4. It's 5-1 now. Next pitch, swing and a miss, good cut. 1-1 to Erica Dickman. Wagner at first, they haven't turned her loose yet. Tested Reeland behind the plate. I would think they would. Not this time either. Ground ball left side. Knocked down by Voigt. Picks it up, throws, and still got her. Marissa Voigt with a nice play. And the Pioneers are retired in the sixth, but they add a run on the RBI single by Kelsey Cummings to bring home Emma Melby, and they leave a runner on base. We'll go to the bottom of the sixth. The score is Pierce 5, Albany won.
The 8th Annual Piers Freedom Fest is right around the corner, Saturday, July 10th, headlined by Dylan Scott. Along with Lindsay L., Little Texas, and the Shiloh Lee Band. Tickets on sale now. For more info and tickets, head to piersfreedomfest.com. It's Piers Freedom Fest, Saturday, July 10th. Sponsored by the Piers Area Commercial Club, Hillbilly Haven Motel, Bootleggers Bar, Brandel Motors, Coors Light, Hilmerson Sports Center, Smoothie Oil, Midwest Sales and Construction, Hilmerson RV, Pioneer Lake Mutual, and Coburn's.
The Hennigan Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in central Minnesota. They've been serving central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls and experience the same challenges that you do. So they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennekenInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Hennigan Insurance Agency saying go Pioneers.
Welcome back to Albany. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Piers 5, Albany 1 with third baseman Marissa Voigt leading things off for the Huskies. Hit by a pitch last time out, called out on strikes her first time up. Here we go with the bottom of the sixth and Tori Wagner. High, ball one. Tori, four strikeouts, one walk, one hit. She's allowed a run on five hits. Should say one walk, one hit batter. Here's the pitch to Voigt. Swing and a miss. Good low fastball, cut on and missed. 1-1 to third baseman Marissa Voigt. This is the five spot in the batting order. As Wagner pitched well, not only today, but it has been a recurring theme of solid pitching every time out, and she zips another strike in. 1-2 to Marissa Voigt. Pioneers leading 5-1 in the sixth inning in Albany. See what Brenna Dickman wants from Wagner. It's a high fastball, swung on and missed, strikeout to start the sixth. Voigt out on strikes, strikeout number five for Tori Wagner. And here's the designated player, Shelby Horning. Horning has looked at a third strike and fouled out to catcher Brenna Dickman today. Get that lead off out. That's always big. Looks like the JV game is over, or at least over for some of the girls. I see Kendra Melby and Alyssa Sedlowski hustling over. As the first pitch to Horning is low, she bats for the pitcher, Hofferth. And that one is left high. 2-0. So Kendra and Alyssa, bench players, but valuable players. Kendra's a good pinch hitter. Alyssa's a fast runner to be used in a running situation if needed. A little bit low. 3-0 now to Shelby Horning. Pioneers leading 5-1. And they need five more outs. Wagner on a 3-0 pitch. In for a strike. That brings the count to 3-1. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Hard hit ball gets underneath the glove of Liz Kellish. And that'll put a runner on base. Horning aboard. E4. One hopper that just went under the glove of Liz. So Huskies get a one-out runner for their first baseman, Faith Borgerding. First Pioneer error today. Hard hit ball, but Liz will tell you that's a play she should make. Didn't have to move left or right, just picked up the glove. So a grounder to short and a pop-up to short so far. And the first pitch is a, looks like a little bit of a changeup. That's across for a strike. Wagner to Borgerding for strike one. No damage yet. Runner on first, one out. That's why it's so important to get that lead out. You've got one tucked away already in your back pocket. And now the next pitch is a changeup. Ground ball into center field. Sedlowski will play it in. That just got by a diving Olish. And that's a seeing eye single up the middle by Faith Borgerding. Two on, and here's Emily Evenson, the right fielder. Four 5-1 with runners at first and second and one out. She's 1-for-2 today. A third inning single to left. And here is Wagner's pitch, and it gets to the screen, and runners advance, and it's second and third on a wild pitch. 1-0 to Emily Evenson. It was the sixth inning that Albany used to rally yesterday to force extra innings with Holdingford and come back and win 5-4-8. They're in the bottom of the sixth here, down 5-1. Second and third, the pitch, Wagner to Evenson. Swing and a miss at a change. 1-1 to Emily Evenson. So the out now is at first. There's no force in play with that wild pitch putting runners at second and third. And the next offering coming from Tori Wagner. Another changeup is popped up. Second baseman Liz Kellish is there, and Liz has it for the second out. Big out there on a pop up to second, and that brings up the center fielder, Sydney Fredericks, who walked last time up. Fredericks with a bunt single and a walk today. Number 9 hitting center fielder, Sydney Fredericks. Here's Wagner's first pitch, and it misses the outside corner. A very dangerous hitter on deck in Paige Meyer. You want to face Meyer with nobody on base. You got two outs and a chance to get out of here without seeing Meyer. Here's the pitch. Fastball at the knees for a strike. 1-1 to Sydney Fredericks. This might be the biggest at-bat of the game right now for Albany to get Meyer to the plate with runners on base late in the game. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Foul back. 1-2 to Sydney Fredericks. The runner at third is Horning. The runner at second is Borgerding. The batter is Fredericks. Two outs and a 1-2 pitch. You want to leave Paige Meyer in the on-deck circle right here. Here's the delivery. Pop foul. Went up for a letter-high fastball and knocks it back and out of play to keep Fredericks alive at the plate. Still 1-2. Tori Wagner trying to win a big battle here with Fredericks. She'll try it again. Here comes the pitch from Wagner to Fredericks. Swinging a ground ball to Melby, to Dickman, and the inning's over. The Pioneers get out of it, leaving runners at second and third on a Melby to Dickman ground ball. And we are through six with the score remaining. Piers 5, Albany 1.
You want to know the great thing about Farmers and Merchants State Bank? It's that they grow along with you. From my little brother's college fund and my parents' checking account to my grandma's small business banking, my uncle's ag lending, and even my teacher's mortgage for the home of her dreams. I guess Farmers and Merchants State Bank is really the bank for everyone. Visit fmpiers.com to learn more.
Because friendly still counts.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Got that hungry feeling? Looking for a great place to stop before or after the game? Then Patrick's in Piers is the place for you. If you like chicken, you won't find any better anywhere. Call in and order food to go. Delicious daily lunch specials, home of the Pioneer Burger, wraps, wings, pizza, soups and salads, and more. Bologna days are on Thursdays. Golfers, softball players, youth teams, Patrick's can handle large groups or small gatherings. A big supporter of the Piers Pioneers, it's Patrick's on Main Street in Piers.
All right, top of the seventh starts with a Kiara Olish line drive right to Fredericks in center. And there's one quick out here for Haley Hopworth and the Albany Huskies. It's Piers 5, Albany 1. And here is the left fielder, Hallie Zupan, 1-for-3 today.
Singled and scored in the first. Pierce 5, Albany 1.
First pitch from Hofferth is high. Hallie Zupan, 6 home runs this year, team leading. Pierce has hit 22, including 5 yesterday, but they've been held in the park today. Next pitch is low, 2-0 to Hallie. Pioneers would love to add here. They're up 5-1, needing 3 more outs.
Next pitch.
Zupan takes low, and it's 3-0 to Hallie Zupan. Only 1 walk today for Hofferth, and that came in the 5th. But they erase that with a quick double play ball. The 3-0 windup. High ball 4, and Zupan is aboard with a 1-out walk. And we'll see if the Pioneers can push that run across. The batter now is the catcher, Brenna Dickman. Brenna walked her last time up. She's grounded out and struck out, 0-for-2 today. Zupan at first, 1 out. The pitch to Brenna is in for a strike. 0-1 to the junior catcher, Brenna Dickman. Piers leading the ballgame 5-1 with 1 out in the top of the 7th inning. Next pitch. Brenna takes strike 2. Hofferth working quickly ahead. No balls and 2 strikes. Albany will have the top of their order due up in the bottom of the 7th. The 2-strike delivery. Grounded up the third baseline. It'll trickle foul into the glove of Marissa Voigt in front of Coach Pepping over there. So back to the first base bag trots Hallie Zupan. Hallie walked. She's on base for the 2nd time today. Actually 3rd. Reached on an error as well. Here's the pitch. High. 1-2 now to Brenna Dickman. After Brenna, it's Liz Kellish to bat. Hofferth winds, and Dickman hits a soft line drive, gloved by Meyer. They'll throw to first and double off Hallie Zupan. And that ends the inning. Pioneers will take the field, leading 5-1, needing 3 outs to wrap up a 19-win season. We'll find out if they can get it done against the top of the Albany order when we come back. It's Pierce 5, Albany 1.
Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company should be your first and last stop when you're searching for auctioneering services. With over 50 years of experience, Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company makes your satisfaction their number one priority. If it's farm, livestock, household, or real estate, you can trust Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company for honesty, integrity, knowledge, and experience. See their website for upcoming auctions or to find out more at MidwestAuctions.com or call Joe at 584-5297 or 248-3590. The Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company says, go Pioneers!
Do you have young Pioneers at home and aren't sure how to enroll them in school? We are currently registering students for kindergarten and preschool this fall. Information and registration forms can be found on the school website, peers.k12.mn.us. Look under the district tab for enrollment or look under community education for early childhood. We invite you to call us with any questions about your child's development and the steps needed to enroll in school. You can call Pioneer Principal Tom Oddy or Community Education Director Sarah Funk, and we will be happy to direct you in the right direction. Get them started the right way on the Pioneer Path.
All right, Paige Meyer leads it off in the bottom of the 7th. Pioneers leading 5-1 here in Albany. Meyer's 0-for-3 today. There's a strike. 1-1. She's hit the ball in the air to Emily Sedlowski in center. Her last 2 times, she's grounded out to short as well. 5 strikeouts, a walk, and a hit batter for Tori Wagner in the game. The pitch, high. 2 balls and a strike to Paige Meyer. 1 run on 6 hits for Albany today. Get that leadoff out here. Wagner deals the 2-1 changeup, hit in the air to right. Daler is there. Emily in foul territory has the catch. Daler with a big out. Meyer fouls out to right to start the seventh. One away. That'll bring up Albany left fielder Ashley Weber. Weber in the ballgame has an 0-for-3 day going. Did reach on a fielder's choice last time up, hitting it into a forced play at second. Wagner starts her low, ball one. Pioneers need two more outs for their 11th win in a row. Wagner delivers high and outside. Two balls and no strikes. After Weber, it's Kendall Bierman due up. Next pitch. Popped up. Erica Dickman's going to have a play. Erica juggles it but holds it up in the air to show the umpire, and that's out number two. Right up against the fence, and Erica secures it with that bare hand to make sure it didn't pop out of the webbing, and the Pioneers are one out away. The batter is the second baseman, Kendall Bierman. 2-for-3 today, single and a triple. Popped up! Hallie Zupan, Olish is out. Olish has it, and the Pioneers have won their 11th game in a row. The Pioneers finish the regular season 19-1. As Wagner makes quick work of the top of the order in the seventh, and the Pioneers go into the playoffs, no doubt now the number one seed. They win it, 5-1 in Albany.
Premium Concrete LLC with owners Chris Young and Matt Seppelt are a full-service concrete company located in Pierce, and they've been recognized throughout central Minnesota for premium service and quality work. To find out more about the services they provide, see their website at premiumconcretemn.com or give them a call at the office, 468-0309. That's 468-0309. Premium Concrete LLC says, good luck, Pioneers, and go Victory League!
Spring has definitely sprung, and that means everything is fresh and new. Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics. If your Verizon phone is ready for a spring makeover, then stop in and visit us today. If you haven't visited us for a while, now's the time. There are great promotions going on that can save you hundreds on a new phone. Plus, when you buy your new Verizon device from us, we take care of you from start to finish. That's the design difference. We want you to make sure you leave our store with a smile. So stop in and visit us today at Design Electronics on the east side of Little Falls.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher on behalf of the Pierce Legion Park Board of Directors. At this time, I would like to take a moment to thank all of our sponsors who purchased banners that are hanging on our fences at the Pierce Legion Park. A few of them are Pierce Golf Course, Kurtz Furniture, Amp Fitness, Kapsner Construction, Rich Prairie Chiropractic, Pierce Fire Department, Check Auto Body, CHI St. Gabriel's, Lakes Printing, Trobix Bus Service, Don's Custom Laser, Pierce Villa, Rice Creek, Evergreen Law Irrigation, Kenko Drywell, Shelley Funeral Home, Jason Gruber Construction, Northwoods Gutter, Unity Bank, Pierce Family Dentistry, Premier Concrete, Horizon Health, Executive Realty, Sharp Hedge, Hardwood Floors, and Essential Health. To these and all other sponsors who help support Pierce Legion Park, a very heartfelt thank you.
All right, the Pioneers have wrapped up the regular season, and they do it with an impressive 5-1 win in Albany. Coach Matt Pepping joins me here, and Coach, this had the feel of a playoff game. The girls executed well. They faced some pressure situations. They responded well almost every time out, got some big hits, and just played a whale of a ball game, and it kind of typifies the way this 2021 season has gone.
Yeah, we played really well, pitched well, made some errors in the field, but I thought we, when we got in jams, we made plays to get out of the jams. So Torrey did a nice job on, in the circle.
Yeah, you got out early, got the run home, so a big two-out hit by Liz Kellish. It's so important to get that lead early against a quality team. They're a team that's won 15 games as well.
Yeah, they got a nice team over there, and they got a bunch of upperclassmen. So we might see them again. So
yeah.
It'll be fun if we see them again, and that means we're probably playing really deep in the playoffs.
I thought maybe Torrey Wagner's clutchest performance of the year. I thought the biggest at-bat she had came in the sixth inning. They had runners looking at the wrong score, but they had second and third, and Fredericks at the plate, the nine-hitter with Paige Meyer sitting in the on-deck circle. You get Fredericks to ground to third, and you don't have to face Paige with anybody on base.
Yeah, that was big. It was a big out, and then Paige leads off. And we did a nice job on her tonight, so changing speeds and getting her to pop up.
All right, so now we take a look and try and decipher what you think the QRF is going to be. You had a slim lead over Annandale, but obviously Annandale, their regular season is done. You'll put this one. This is going to give you points. I don't see there's any way now for you not to, to bring home that one seed for Tuesday.
I think we get a one, and we're playing either Staples or Malacca based on who wins that game on Tuesday.
Right. They will play, if we're the one seed, they'll play at like 3 o'clock in Pierce, and then the winner of that one will face us.
Right after,
All right. Well, any final thoughts on this one here tonight, Coach?
I mean, we came here and we had one goal to get the one seed, and we knew if we lost, we would kind of put it up in the air, but took care of business, and now we probably for sure know we're the one seed, and it's good. 19 wins. We're at the team record in wins, so try to set a new record each game now.
All right, Coach. Good luck next week. All right, Coach Pepping, as the Pioneers wrap it up, they win the Granite Ridge Conference. They win their 11th straight game here today. They'll go into the playoffs, no doubt, as the number one seed in Section 6AA as they defeat Albany. 5-1 is the final. Your line scores are five runs on 9 hits. I charged Pierce with 1 error. They only left 3 runners on base against Haley Hofforth today. For Albany, 1 run on 6 hits with 3 errors. They left a total of 8 on base as Torrey Wagner able to get out of some trouble as Albany did not get their first hit till a 1-out single in the third. Then they got a bunt single, so they had 2 hits but didn't score in the third. They did get a leadoff triple, and most teams will get a leadoff triple home somehow, and they did. They got an infield hit from Audrey Reeland to get Bierman home, but that was it as Torrey got 3 big outs and kept it a 4-1 game. And then we talked about that big situation that Albany had in the sixth with a number 9 hitter up, 2 outs, and Fredericks ended up grounding out to Emma Melby at third to keep Paige Meyer in the on-deck circle. Meyer, their best player by far, and you want to face her without anyone on base, which they did in the seventh and ended up getting her out. So that was a big situation there. Pioneer scored in the first. A 1-out hit by Hallie Zupan. She moved up on a ground ball, scored on Liz Kellish's single to make it 1-0. Pierce then tacked on 3 in the fourth. The single by Liz Kellish, RBI double, Emma Melby, RBI bunt single by Emily Sedlovsky, and an error pushed a sack fly by Emily Daler brought home the third run. So Pierce led it 4-0 going to the bottom of the fourth. Albany got their lone run in the bottom of the inning on the RBI single by Audrey Reeland to score Kendall Bierman. Pioneers then would get the 5th run of the game in the top of the 6th with Emma Melby led off with a hit. A double by Emily Sedlowski put Emma to 3rd. Emily rounded 2nd, got tagged out there. But then Kelsey Cummings delivered the RBI single, and that proved to be an RBI that pushed the lead back to 4, 5-1, and that turns out to be your final score. So Pierce finishes the regular season 19-1. They'll go into the playoffs on an 11-game winning streak. Those playoffs begin on Tuesday in Pierce. So we'll be back, and we will name our Frosties player of the game, and then we will pack her up here from Albany as the Pioneers are victorious today. The final, Pierce 5, Albany 1.
Hey everyone, Jason Sedlowski here from Sunrise Ag Co-op. We hope everyone is having a great start to their spring and able to get outside. In Piers, we have Gravely and Aaron's zero-turn mowers and Aaron's riding lawnmowers, many steel-branded weed trimmers and other equipment to choose from, along with small engine repair and mobile maintenance. We also now have an electric motor repairman on site. Bag off to help your cattle with the upcoming summer heat. This is also an important time to start incorporating DBZ in your feeds to help with fly control on your farm this summer. We sell many minerals, milk replacers, and other feeds with fly control in them. We have all your needs to succeed. Call us or check us out on the web at www.sunraiseagcoop.com. Like us and follow us on Facebook to stay up with all of our deals and events at the co-op. We thank all of our current and past patrons for their loyalty throughout the years, and we hope to earn your new business today. And as always, thank you, farmers, for everything you do, and go Pioneers.
Rusty's Barn Grill on Main Street in Piers is open. Stop and enjoy your favorite cold beverages. Rusty's serves up delicious daily lunch specials, either dine-in or carry-out. On the grill at Frosty's, satisfy your hunger with their fantastic menu, featuring items such as the Bacon Jack Burger, the Mac Attack Burger, Jalapeno Jack Burger, or try the Elvis Burger, topped with creamy peanut butter and bacon. And, of course, the signature burger is the Frosty Burger, a feline meats burger topped with cheese, fried egg, bacon, and hash browns. Frosty's also has sandwiches and wraps, salads, baskets, and appetizers. The newest place in town is Frosty's.
All right, they're ready to unhook power on me here, so we will just name our Frosties. You are their sports player of the game. We're going to give it to pitcher Torrey Wagner. Big pressure game today against a high-quality opponent, and Torrey really pitched well. She gets the win, going the distance, allowing only one run today. So Torrey Wagner is the You Are Their Sports Frosties player of the game. Again, Piers wins 5-1 over Albany. Good night, everybody.